I thank God this morning, amen, for God bringing, amen, the body of Christ together, amen. And there is a reason for that. There is a reason why God will allow us to come together. And the word lets us know constantly, what, when we come together, the ability that we have to be in agreement. Oh my God, my God, my God. It is just being revealed more and more, saints. Amen. Where we are in Christ Jesus. I want to actually say something this morning. Amen. In the name of the Lord, that God be edified, that God be glorified, and the people of God be edified. As you all know, no surprise to nobody what is happening in this hour. But what many of you don't know is that what's really being revealed is the heart of the children of God. Revelations 12, I think it's 14 and 12, something like that, that says, here is where the patience of the saints are tried. Testing times. 2 Timothy 3. 1 says, we are living in perilous times. It was expected that the world would act like this, but not the body of Christ. For the word of the Lord was spoken on the other day, just to remind us, from Revelations 22 and 11, he that is righteous, be righteous still. He that is holy, be holy still. We are not at liberty to be as the world. The word of God instructs us, come out from among them and be ye separated. We are to make a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy. There is a saying that says, truth before opinion. And I have been instructing this line like never before. Just stick to the truth. Stick to the truth. Many people are out there and they're fighting history. They're fighting ghosts. They're fighting imaginations. They're fighting because of the wickedness in their heart. And you know, people of God, I'm assuming that's who I'm talking to this morning. The children of God. Because God is expecting us to be holy still. God is expecting us to be righteous still. What did that mean to you prior to the events that are taking place right now? What is happening in this hour is that it is being revealed who's on the Lord's side. Who's on the Lord's side? For a subject this morning I want to use, is your spirit showing? Is your spirit showing? There's a saying that says, people before things, people before projects, family before friends, husbands before children, husbands before parents, tithe before wants, Bible before opinion. So let's stick to the truth. Is your spirit showing? Because we're in a time of testing. And here's where the patience of the saints are being tried. The scripture says in Amos, the 7th chapter and the 7th and 8th verse, says that this is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb. With the plumb line in his hand. And the Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" "A plumb line," I replied. Then the Lord said, "Look, I am setting a plumb line among my people, Israel. I will spare them no longer." When God said he was setting a plumb line among his people, he was declaring an end to their attempt to justify their crooked ways. Saints of God, God has set a plumb line before us. And a plumb line is a tool. A plumb line is a weight suspended from a string used as a vertical reference line to ensure a structure is centered. As they always find the vertical axis pointing to the center of gravity, they ensure everything is right, justified, and centered. Whose side are you leaning on? Because God has set a plumb line in the midst of his people, that we will know where we stand. In the midst of a crooked generation, in Acts 2 and 40, the word of God tells us that we are to save ourselves from this untoward, which means crooked, generation. Hallelujah. Save yourself. Stand behind the cross. Stay in the word of God. Stay faithful. Stay true. Stay on your knees. Because God has set a plumb line in the midst of his people so that we will clearly know whose side we're on. The word of God declares in Matthew 10, in 36, "But I tell you that a man will give an account on the day of judgment of every careless word they have spoken." Saints of God, be careful in this hour like never before of the conversations that we are having, that we are speaking Bible versus opinions. I know that it is hard. But the word of God has instructed us that the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. We are living in a time that it is being proven who is on the Lord's side. I have spoken about the goal of the Leviathan. The word lets us know, amen, a prophetic word came forth to let us know that the Leviathan is on the rise. And what the Leviathan does is he draw out the unrighteousness in the Christians. In other words, as the scripture says, everyone crying, "Lord, Lord," shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And when the Leviathan comes, what he does is he reveals our true nature. You know the old saying that says everybody can say what they will and will not do until they're put to the test. Well, saints, we're being put to the test. Whose side are you leaning on? We're living in a time, amen, that we've got to stick to the truth. That's our only safety, is to hide behind the cross. Be careful of the things, amen, that we are saying in this hour, the conversations that we're getting ourselves into. And I know, you know, everybody is saying, you know, but apostle, it's not right. And it was spoken in the word of God. The Bible says in St. Luke 17:1, offenses are going to come, but woe unto them that bring them. That's why the word of God came forth the other day that asked the question, do you trust God? Do you trust that God will keep his promise? See, that's what we got to fight for. The word tells us in the book of Jude, contend for the faith. We're going to have to fight in this hour to keep our trust in God. You're going to have to fight to make sure your conversation represents the Lord God. The Bible says for the peacemakers, they shall, inherit or shall see God. But however, it is a benefit to us in this hour that we keep peace. And the word of God also lets us know that you shall know that they are mine by their love. Love, the word of God lets us know that God had no respect to a person. And if he had no respect to a person, neither should we. In this hour, saints, we are not at liberty. We are not at liberty to take sides. You know why? Because we're leaning on the Lord's side. That scripture is in Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they, oh my God, shall be called the children of God. What are you being called in this hour? Are you justifying wrong? We've been told all our life, two wrongs don't make a right. The word says for us not to do evil for evil. Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. The Bible says that in the last days, they're going to deliver you up. You know, to go back to in Amos, he says that when God said he was setting a plumb line amongst his people, he was declaring an end to their attempt to justify their crooked ways. There is no excuse, saints of God, when we become violent. There is no excuse when we become racist and judgmental. Because let's be honest, in this hour, what's really happening? See, because for wars to be breaking out all over the country, this one event happened in one place. And for violence to be breaking out all over the country, we are judging people by their color, which is the very thing we fight against. Now listen, I'm not saying there's not some truth in what is happening in this hour. But what I am saying is, you have they side, your side, and the truth. We gotta stick to the truth. Apostle, why you keep saying this every time something happened? It's because there is a plumb line that has been put before God's people. The word says we got to make a difference between clean and unclean and holy and unholy. Bible before opinion. My heart goes out to the George family. My heart goes out to him if he didn't know the Lord. Because the word says it is appointed every man wants to die, after that the judgment. I pray. Why I pray as much as I do, and this line is not just for you, it's for me too. Because if my sons don't know the Lord, then they can find themselves from under the umbrella of protection, from under God's providence. It is appointed every last one of us is going to die. We just don't know how. So here we are at a critical point in time when we have to toe the line. No matter what is happening around us. The Bible says, Peter said, Lord, if that's you, bid me to come. And when he said come, he was fine as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus. But when he took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. Are you sinking? Are you sinking with everything that's happening around you? Are you finding yourself in danger of the judgment because every vain and idle thought is going to be brought up and judged? The Bible says in first or second John, third chapter in the second verse. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But in the third verse, he says, he that believeth these things purifieth himself. Cleanse yourself. Wash your hands. Save yourself from this crooked, not right, perverse generation. See, what is being revealed is what's in a person's heart. See, that's what the word was telling me this morning, that what you're really seeing is what's in a person's heart. Jesus said in the word, he says, I'm sending you out like sheep amongst wolves. Therefore, be shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves. But be aware of men, for they will hand you over to the council to be flogged, which means beaten in the synagogues. Saints of God, we already knew. And what we are seeing, the word of God lets us know in Revelations 22, lets us know that we've got to make a difference between clean and unclean, holy and unholy, because the word of the Lord says, I come quickly and my reward is with me. And prior to that, he says, anybody that's doing wrong, just keep doing wrong. Because God is soon to come, and his reward is with him. What is the Leviathan revealing about you? Is your spirit showing? What's your spirit showing in this hour? That you still got some unresolved hurt from slavery? That you got some unresolved issues about the white man? Do you have some unresolved issues about injustice? Are you missing your 40 acres and a mule? You know, sometimes it's hard for me to keep up my bedroom, let alone 40 acres. I can't afford to fight. Not in the natural. I got to fight where it's effective, and that is on my knees. Listen, our opponents, that is the unrighteous, not the white man, not the red man, not the green man, but the unrighteous, they don't care where we are or what we are going through. Who is we? The righteous. For the scripture declares in Romans 8 and 28, and we know all things. If we know it, then let's act like it. Let's declare who we are in this hour. There's a phrase says, there's ever a time before, it's time to dig your heels in the sand. Take a stand. See, because what's being revealed in this hour is really who's on the Lord's side. The plumb line. Listen, another thing is I was looking at it because I wanted to know also, I've heard the phrase about the chalk line. And you have one that is effective horizontally on the floor. And then you got another one that's set vertically. But they both are there to determine a straight line. But in Amos, the word says he set it in the midst of his people, centered. And it was there to reveal. See, because people are, they were trying to justify their crooked ways. We are holy in church. We are righteous in church. But what about when we leave church? What about when we are among the unrighteous? Can you still tell the difference? Because God is saying in this hour, there is a plumb line amongst his people. And that's so powerful. He said his people. His people. I'm talking to his people this morning. We see the injustice. We see the unrighteousness. But the word of God also instructed us, we don't do evil for evil. We don't do harm. That's not something that we do. Listen, when they came up to arrest Jesus and Peter cut the man ill, Jesus put it back. He put it back. He says, now in this hour, Satan reigns supreme. My God. In this hour, Satan is supposed to have that. I am supposed to be taken into custody. Because this is the very thing that led me to Gethsemane and caused me to pray and cry, because I knew about this moment. What was you thinking all the time the word of God was being preached about the end time, about the last days? Why do you think John was crying in the wilderness? Paul told Timothy, do the work of an evangelist. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And I ask you again, do you believe God? For the Bible says that the eyes of the Lord are upon the earth. He see the evil and the good. But he also says, I come quickly and my reward is with me. Stand still, saints. This battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. There was such a time that what is happening in this hour, we would have fought because we did not have the Holy Ghost to govern us and to bring things back to our remembrance. You know what's so unfortunate is that in this hour, people don't see what's really happening. Now, I'm just going to share just a little bit of just a little I know, because I really try my best to keep stuff out of my spirit. But the only reason I know what I know is so that I'll know how to warn the body of Christ. When you look at TV, and you look at the pictures that the on the internet and all that kind of stuff, you see as many white people as you see blacks. But guess who they're targeting? But guess what? God said in his word that the eyes of the Lord is upon the evil and the good. God see it all. He see what's happening. But the question still stands. Do you trust him? God is beholding the evil and the good. Because the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Proverbs 15 and 3. You know what we've got to know, saints of God, is that if we trust God, you'll know that he's faithful. He who promised is faithful. Now, if you know that he's faithful, God promised, I'll fight your battle. If you know that God is faithful, you will know that you don't have to get out of your place to fight a carnal battle. This is spiritual. To the church, this is spiritual. Why? Because we see the revelation of God's word coming to pass. In the last days, there will be wars and rumors of wars. The word says that we ought to put on the whole armor of God so that we are able to withstand in the evil day. Woo, my God. When we ought to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Now, schemes. Wiles means schemes. Now, let me show you a scheme. Scheme is, they are doing things to pull out the violence so that they can say, see there? They're violent people. But what people don't know about us, our culture, is that is not our nature. It is our nature to defend ourselves. Because you know what? If we were violent, see, there are cultures that kill without a cause because of the anger in their heart. They kill because God made me brown. I didn't have a choice in the matter. I didn't have a say-so. But they kill because God made us brown. And if we was as evil as they tried to make us out to be, we could kill for the color of other skin. But because we are on the Lord's side now, that's not even on our list. But that's why, saints of God, it is my responsibility to remind the church, stay behind the cross, stay humble, stay obedient to the word of God. Make sure you're on the Lord's side. The Bible says we overcome evil with good. I don't care what anybody else is doing. We overcome evil with good. As we looked at the scripture the other day in the word of God, the Bible began to tell us, amen, that no matter what anybody else is doing, no matter what people are doing in this hour, hallelujah, I thank God for the word, amen. I thank God for what God is revealing in this hour. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Y'all hear what our Father is saying to us? You cling to that which is good. You hold on to that which is good. It doesn't matter what anybody else is doing. You continue to do right. Why? Because God's got it. That's what the word is telling us in this hour. God's got it. He says that if it is possible, we live peaceable with all men. In Hebrews 11 and 1, the word says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the evidence of things not seen. Oh my God, God gave me a word on yesterday as I was ministering to my son, Brian, and God just began to give me revelation. Now faith is the substance. Now faith is the stuff, the matter, the principal thing of what I'm hoping for. What I don't see, I take and I put my faith there and it becomes what I'm hoping for. Oh my God. I don't see a good end to this thing. But I take and I put my faith in what I don't see. Whatever I'm in need of, I begin to tell him, I don't see you sitting at the dinner table. But now faith is. So I take faith and I put faith where I want you to be. Bishop Williams used to always say, you got to see it before you possess it. So what I don't see, I take and I put my faith there and it becomes the evidence of things not seen. Saints of God, what is it that you're in need of? That's what the Holy Ghost began to remind me and began to give me revelation. Whatever it is you're in need of, you're in need of peace, take and put your faith where you want peace at. And it becomes the evidence of things not seen. You need a financial blessing? Take and put your faith. Listen, you got to see what's not there. The Bible says, call those things that be not as though they were. So even though you don't see it, you put your faith there and it becomes what you don't see. It becomes evident. It comes to life. It begins to be proven. It comes to pass. Oh my God, hallelujah. You talk about a feast. We begin to pray one day and then we begin to plan a feast. For when Brian come home, we're going to use the big field over there next to my mom's house. And it's going to be a block party. Tables, oh my goodness, all spread it all around. People are going to be coming from all around bringing dishes. And we are going to celebrate the prophet of God coming home. Take and put your faith where you don't see it. And the word of God says, and then it becomes evidence of things not seen. It becomes proof. It come alive. So in this hour, saints, the word of God lets us know that we don't get caught up. We don't get caught up in things that are happening, amen, because we got to fight to keep our faith. We got to fight to keep our faith. The word lets us know in Romans, the 12th chapter and the 17th verse. He said, recompense no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. Leave room for God to handle this. Leave room for God to judge the unrighteousness of men. Listen, in the Berean Bible it says, do not avenge yourselves, beloved, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Do you trust him? Do you trust God to keep his promise? Do you trust God to keep his word? Because his word says he who promises faithful of the promise. Because if you don't trust him, it really doesn't matter what I'm saying in this hour, you won't get it. You'll miss it. So what God tells us, for those of you who recognize the plumb line, for those of us who's leaning on the Lord's side, God goes so far as to say, he says in the 20th verse, therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing, thou shalt heap coals upon his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Don't let this wickedness pull you out and cause you to lean on the wrong side. We keep doing good. That's how we going to stay on the Lord's side. We going to keep doing good. We going to keep doing righteously and righteousness. We're not just going to do right. We're going to do right according to God. The song says, if I hold my peace, let the Lord fight my battle. Victory, victory shall be mine. Is your spirit showing? What's being revealed about you in this hour? That you still got unforgiveness, unresolved matters in your heart? You know, the word lets us know. It's revealed. Sometimes when people speak, you'll hear their true heart. You'll know where they really stand. People can start out giving a compliment, and the next thing you know, they done went back 20, 30 years when somebody did them wrong. Oh, they are so beautiful. But honey, I remember them when. See, their true heart will come out. People are standing before them, changed, different, living a righteous life. Where your mind at? Vain and idle thought. Shall we stand and give an account? Every vain and idle thought. Whew, my God. Ever since I got this word, boy, I'm telling you, I've been, oh, no. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. I can't afford, because tomorrow is not promised. Therefore, I can't afford not one moment with the enemy. I can't afford not one moment on the enemy's side. So in this hour, saints of God, the word of God is letting us know that a plumb line has been put in the midst of God's people. The Lord is setting the standard. God does not negotiate his law, his word. Nowhere in the Bible does God give us permission to become evil and to do unrighteousness. He does not change with the whim of culture. My. God's moral is the plumb line against which we determine right and wrong. It's just that simple. It's just that simple, saints of God. God's word determines whether or not we are right or whether or not we wrong. You can't stand on the plumb line. You know why? Because we are thicker than a plumb line. So if we are thicker than a plumb line, that means part of us is going to be on the right side, or part of us is going to be on the left side. So therefore, we have to be on one side and one side only. Whose side are you leaning on? Are you leaning on the Lord's side? That's what we got to know in this hour, saints. John 17:17. The word of God says that. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. That's all. We sanctify by the word. So I thank God this morning for the word. Amen. I don't know about you, but I see the plumb line. And since God is the one that set the plumb line, my arm's too short to box with God. I'm not coming up against them. When I join this crooked and perverse generation that I've been instructed to save myself from, I'm not coming up against them. I'm coming up against God, because he's the one that gave us the instructions that we are to overcome evil with good, and as much as lieth in us, follow peace with all men. God bless you. In this hour, I pray, God, that God's people heard what the Lord had to say unto his people. Pray my strength in the Lord.
To start the recording,